You are free to choose everything, but not everything that you choose will make you free. When children receive commands from their parents, one of the common questions is, why? Do I have to? There's a guy who went to a doctor, and he was a little sick, and the doctor says, the best thing for you is to give up all sweets, alcohol, and parties, and live a quiet, sedate life. And the patient goes, doctor, I don't deserve the best. What's second? It's a simple thing to understand the principles of the gospel, but we have to also underline God gives us a proposal, a proposition. He doesn't say you have to. No, you can choose anything you want. Jump out the window. You might go up. You might be lucky. Who knows? But God says this is the best way to live. Try it. People are more apt to listen to propositions at bars than in the gospel of Jesus Christ, because they often look at it as an onerous task, a proposition that takes away joy and happiness and leaves you with nothing, when actually the opposite is true. The gospel of Jesus Christ is to give you the most pleasure for the longest possible time, that you might enjoy life artistically. Because people look at life sometimes very crassly. Why is the Mona Lisa a great painting? Because it has 3 pounds of paint on it. If you put another 2 pounds of paint, it'll be even better. That's the illusion of American society sometimes. The more you consume, the better you will be. Or the greatest virtue in our society is what? To be busy. I'm so important, I can't spend time with you. I'm always going somewhere, doing something. How often do you hear, he got the most out of life? He was 31. Is it just being busy about life that's important? Is it always going from place to place? Isn't life also art? Taking time to dream, to imagine, and to pray, to daydream with a God who promises you, I will show you things you never knew. I will teach you how to be happy and how to enjoy life, because as I said in the Ukrainian sermon, the goal of this great game is not to gain a lot of stuff, not to be famous, because no one will ever be as famous as cancer, but to become a good human being, and at the end of your life to say, I painted a beautiful life. I shared my life with others. Because the goal of the Christian life is not to have good things happen to you, but for you to become good. So whether you end up on the cross at the end of your life, misunderstood and rejected, whether you end up appreciated and loved in your beautiful home, whether you end up in a presidential palace somewhere, God knows where, the only question you will have to ask yourself that will be important to you, have I lived an artistic, beautiful, gospel-filled life with my God and my fellow man? Then you will be happy. But if you said, look at all the things I have gotten, all the things that I have done, you will say that is not as important as the person I have become. May every day be spent becoming better with God's grace, His wisdom, and your effort, that you will create a beautiful woman, a beautiful man, that everyone will be proud to know and happy to spend time with. That is a happy life. Slava Isusu Christu!